October's affirmation. I am the architect of my life. I build its foundation and choose its contents.
As content creators, it takes a lot of work to edit, publish, come up with ideas, and, you know, just be on for our supporters and our audience. I have decided to create a Patreon for this podcast. I would love if you all would support it. It's only $5 a month. You can get episodes early. You can go live with me. And you can get exclusive behind the scenes of when I do podcasts. All you have to do is download Patreon and go to patreon.com/millennialthoughts. There are different tiers, but the lowest one is $5, and that is only 16 cents a day. So if you would go and support the Patreon for this podcast, I definitely would appreciate it. And you will also get a shout out on the podcast episode. Thank you all so much.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of Millennial Thoughts. I think this is our third episode.
Yes.
But this is like the fifth season, but, you know, it's a couple episodes later, so we just gonna rock with it. If you're listening to this on the podcast or if you're watching us on YouTube, we're just gonna go with it, okay? Because life is happening every day, and we just can't always keep up with everything. But we are glad you are here and listening. Make sure that you share this, you subscribe, because this is a real topic when it comes to adulting. And we're just here to, you know, shed some light and help some other people. And the topic is relocation.
Yes.
We are not new to that, okay? So we're going to talk about it, ups and downs, and maybe the highlights as well too. So you want to start with your story first?
Yeah, so I moved I'm from New York, but after grad school, I moved to Miami. In between undergrad and grad school, I did move to Texas for just like 2 months for an internship. And that's technically relocating, because looking back, I definitely packed entirely too many things that I did not need to bring with me at all. And even packing to come back, I had to go to the store the night before my flight to get more bags, because that's how much stuff like I had, which is ridiculous. Then I moved back to New York after that summer, moved to Miami, moved back to New York a year and a half later, then 3.5 years later, moved to Baltimore, where I've been now for a year, and moved to Baltimore during the pandemic that we are still going through. Hopefully by the time this is out for the people, it's not happening anymore, but we're going.
It's coming back. They saying, did you see that California was like pushing their thing back?
Yeah. But so moving during the pandemic definitely was interesting. And then moving in general, like from New York to Miami, actually wasn't like as horrible. We were just briefly talking about it beforehand. I took the auto train, which a lot of people don't know about, but it's through Amtrak and you put your car on it. So you can pack up your car as much stuff as you want. And then you can even get a little like room that has a bed in it that you can stay in, or you can just stay in a regular seat. The first time I went with my dad, we did the room and it turned into like two beds. It was kind of cool because it was like during the daytime, it was just the seat, but then like you push them and it makes like two beds.
That's cool.
Yeah. And then the second time.
Do they go to LA from Atlanta?
I don't even know where else they go from. I think they have to go other places, I would assume. But when I did it the second time coming back from Florida to New York, I did it by myself. I just got a regular seat. Like the seat was definitely fine for the time we were on the train. And they provide you food on there. Like you don't have to pay for meals. If you want snacks or something, you have to pay extra, but they do pay for your meal because it's overnight. It's like 4 p.m. You leave and you get there. I think it was like 7 or 8 a.m. the next morning.
Mm-hmm.
But then moving to Baltimore wasn't actually as bad either. I mean, I think that in the pandemic it was interesting, but it wasn't bad because my dad has helped me with all of my moves for the most part, because he used to have a professional moving business. So when I moved to Baltimore, we just got a U-Haul, put it on the back of his truck, and drove from New York to Maryland. However, U-Haul very much tried to play me, so I think that's what made the move stressful. They called me that morning, or I called them, I forgot what it was. And they were like, oh, we actually don't have like the U-Haul that you need. And I'm like, well, it's today. So like, what do you mean? And then we ended up having to get it from New York because we were trying to swindle the system. My dad has a pickup truck, so he was going to get it in Maryland, and we were going to drop it back off in Maryland, because if you do it across state, they charge you more for, like, dropping it off and picking it up somewhere different. But they didn't have any in any of the Maryland area, so we even checked other ones. Then they told us, like, to get it from New York, we're going to have to pay all this extra stuff, which I was like, I get it if we were booking this earlier. However, it is literally... It was like less than 3 hours to pick up. Like, my dad was on the way to pick it up when they're calling me, telling me this. So that was very long and annoying. I mean, it worked out in the end, but I definitely was on the phone for hours. And then even following up after trying to get my money back, which eventually I did get my money back because.
Oh, they didn't. So you had to go to a whole nother place, a whole different U-Haul place?
Yes. So we originally.
Your money wasn't able to work for that?
Exactly, but it's because it was a whole different cost. So, like, first we were trying to do Maryland to Maryland, like pick it up in Maryland, drop back off in Maryland. They didn't have it, so we had to get one in New York, bring it and drop it off in Maryland. But they were trying to charge us like the full cost for that, even though, like I said, they called me that morning, like, hey, we don't have this. Good luck.
Yeah, that's crazy. See, I don't know. I'm like, who has a pickup truck? Who can do this? Who can do that? I'm not the U-Haul. I'm just like, oh my goodness. They're like, U-Haul have pickup truck. I'm like, okay, great. Something else I have to look into.
Yes. Yeah. So moving overall, I mean, moving just in general is very annoying. You get rid of a lot of stuff when you're trying to go somewhere else. You find things that you don't even use.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was.
I have a whole, like, second apartment in my parents' shed. Because I was not bringing all that stuff down here because I was like, I already know, it's not how it's going to go.
Yeah.
So I, after I graduated from my undergrad, I went back home for, like, a little bit. But then I moved to Bowling Green, Kentucky, like, for my master's. And I'm really trying to remember that. That was kind of stressful. I had to get a U-Haul. And so, first... I had like my own room, so I had to like move from Louisville to home. I guess that wasn't that bad. I just put the stuff, like, my dad had a van, so that was really good. My mom had a Highlander, so they had like more space to be able to like put stuff down, their seats down, take it out. So I just did that. It took like 3 cars. My dad's like, you have too much stuff.
I feel like everybody has too much stuff though, because, or we just need to know when you're moving it's going to be a lot, because
yeah.
Now that I have furniture, like, I know that I'm getting movers regardless. Like, that's something to point out too. Anytime I moved, I didn't have furniture because I live on campus for my job. So
yeah,
now that I have my own furniture, we will not be moving this stuff ourselves.
Yeah. And that was the thing too. But when I was growing up, my dad's not really used to moving or saying what stuff he had. He could say it all day long, but when they moved, he was in the military. So movers come and move your stuff. So he ain't had to do nothing. But now when he got to do, he's like, oh, you got too much stuff. Meanwhile, he got a whole basement full of stuff that he ain't looked through in 10 years. So we ain't going to talk about that. But so then when I moved to Bowling Green, actually, the first time I just stayed in an apartment. But I did get a U-Haul because my friend, actually, she gave me her bed. Well, I bought it from her, but I still use that bed. And it's really comfortable because I was like, I'm not buying all this extra stuff and doing all this stuff. So I had like a bed, a dresser, and a TV. But then when I moved to my apartment by myself, my dad did have to come home and get a U-Haul, because then that's when he gave me like his furniture. Like, they had extra tables and like couches, because they got like a new couch or whatever, so they just had it. So I was like, okay, well, let me get it so I can sit on something, you know. So that's when I got a U-Haul. So then I had to get a U-Haul going back there, back to like Bowling Green to Roneyville. But then when I moved down here to Atlanta from Kentucky, I was trying to get U-Haul parts. I was calling them, they was like $1,700, $1,800. I said, oh no, what is this?
Yeah. So the odds are very expensive.
Yes, I was like, I'm taking the least amount of stuff. So actually, my roommate, she had like a pickup truck that her dad had or whatever, and she was like going down there. So I like put my bed on there, my dresser, and like a desk on like the pickup truck, and like she has stuff on there too. And then like they just drove down there and then they put it in the storage unit. Because yeah. I was like, what? I'm not about to buy all this stuff. Then you gotta drive in here and drive 6 hours. I was like, whatever. So then whatever could fit in my car, the blankets. I said, when I get to Georgia, that's when I'll buy some new, like, I went to Target. I bought a new shower curtain. I bought a new, like, bedspread. Like, I was like, I'll buy that stuff when I get there, because what I need here right now is, you know, like, my computer, my tax, like, stuff that I can't really replace. So I was like, that's what's going into my car. So I filled up my car, my trunk, and everything. I just, like, drove down here 6 hours. Because I was like, well, I'm not going to do this with all this money.
But just to move all that stuff, yes, that's not a bad drive.
I was like, I'm not about to be spending all this money to get down there, because then when I got down here, my tires messed up. So I had to get a couple new tires. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's annoying. And then you got to pay for your, you know, your first month rent, the deposit. And I'm like, all this money showing out. And I didn't even have a job, honestly, because it was the pandemic. And so I'm saving money, trying to save that stimulus check and da da da. But so I'm like, the money is not coming. Like, I just saved some money and I just had some money. So when that's the first thing, if you ever want to move, save some money, like, just start saving. I feel like you should have like $3,000 saved,
probably even more if you once use movers, because you're gonna move like a cheaper way, then sure, because you need to think about when you get there, you're gonna need to buy food and groceries, like you said, bedspreads or small things like cleaning stuff. It's too much.
It's a lot. I think it definitely depends on, though, if you have a job or if you don't have a job.
Yeah.
So yeah. I did have a job, but I actually didn't work neither one of those jobs that I was supposed to work. And one of my jobs canceled on me right when I got here. And I was really.
When did you move again?
You said what?
When did you move again?
July. Oh,
okay. July 2020.
July. Uh-huh. July 2020. So coming up with this episode, it would already be out, but I've been here for a year when this episode comes out, because it's at the end of the month. So who y'all? Okay. And if y'all want to know my experience on that, y'all can check out my YouTube channel, Alicia's Adventures, because I am talking about Atlanta in those videos.
Okay? Yeah, you and Atlanta have had an interesting time.
Yeah, I'm not really feeling the Atlanta life. I'm not feeling it at all. So yeah, I was supposed to start one job, but one job was paying too low. And then I was like, well, I'm just going to find some other jobs. So I came down here with one job in the back of my mind. I had already had two jobs, but those both, I quit. Like, I quit one before I even started. And the other one fell through because of the pandemic, because it was going to be a face-in one. And Atlanta was trying to act like they was open, but then they tried to act like they was closing. So I was confused. So I'm like, have backup plans. And so, like, I would say if you don't have a job, then definitely have more money saved up. But if you have a job, or you already have a job and you know that you're going to get more, some money coming in and not have to wait like a month later, then you can kind of be okay too. And also my friend told me that she moved out here to the pandemic and her job actually paid for herself. So make sure to ask, like, for not necessarily housing, but like moving expenses. If you already work for a company and you're moving or something like that, or if you're like, you know, getting promoted and stuff like that, and you're going to a new place, y'all should definitely ask for relocation expenses. Yep. But I couldn't really ask for a relocation expense because I technically didn't have the job already.
Yeah, no, that is a good point. For me, like, I always moved because of my job. Like, when I moved to Miami, I moved to work at FIU, then I moved back to New York to work at Hofstra. Then moved here to work at Notre Dame, Maryland, and none of them did relocation fees. I don't remember if I asked at FIU, or they might have like told me like in the beginning when they were going through the process. Hofstra did not give relocation fees, and then here they said that they would have, but in the pandemic, you know, nobody was trying to spend money on anything. So
what? That's crazy. And I did forget, I actually did an internship in St. Louis, so I moved there too. But I didn't have to move any furniture, but my parents, it was like a 4-hour drive, so my parents did like trail behind me because I never really drove that far by myself. But like, again, I just packed up my stuff, like I put my bedding and stuff like that up in there, and like just like toiletry stuff or whatever. And I don't think my parents really had anything in their car. Maybe they had a little bit of stuff in their car. But yeah, so I moved there and I was just there for like a couple months too. So that's why I did internships there. And then I'm trying to think, everywhere else it was just like already in state. So I moved again, but I didn't relocate to like a whole different city because I lived in an apartment in Louisville and stuff like that too.
Mm-hmm.
So that is basically that relocation stuff. But I'm just like, I'm relocating again, and now it's making me mad because down here, like, when you move, you really got to know, like, what, I'm not even saying the laws, but you got to know like the standards. So I mean, I guess it is everywhere, but when you're in college and you move to a apartment, it's like they know you're in college and it's like, you know how you get your refund, you can pay it up. That's really what I did in college. So here, but they're like, you got to make three times around or two times around. You got to have a good credit score. So yeah, it's like knowing different places. I was watching a video the other day. This girl said in New York, you got to make 40 times the rent. I said 40 times. What is that?
But also I don't like that because even if you're making whatever times the rent, that doesn't mean that you don't have other stuff to pay. So yeah, like you could be making $50,000, $60,000 and your rent is, let's say, $1,000 or whatever, like $1,500, but then you still have to pay electricity, water, like your car, if you have a car, insurance, like this is, there's too many bills.
Honestly, this needs to be all inclusive at this point. The water needs to come with it. I need to go back to college. I was complaining about them times, but all came together. And then these people really have the nerves. Like, it's like, y'all are giving me a room with nothing in it. Y'all aren't providing no furniture. Y'all aren't providing no washer and dryer. Literally tell me what I'm paying for. They were talking about the views. I'm paying for the world. It's already here, regardless if I pay or not. The views, I do not care what I see. The sky. And like so the buildings,
want the washer and dryer in it, they charge you more for that, which is just like crazy. I know for my apartment here, I got like a really good deal because I don't pay for the water. I only pay for electricity, and it's a house split into two apartments. So downstairs, they control the heat. And then, so I don't have to pay for like the heat being on and like with my electricity or the air. Like I have an AC unit in here, but it's like today is really like nice. So I have the windows open. Like I don't need the AC on. My electricity bill has not been over like $35, which is crazy because I've never had to pay electricity before moving here because I lived on campus. And I was just like, oh my God, this is gonna be so expensive. Like I'm turning all the lights off, making sure everything stays off.
Now I be turning everything off. My bill a little bit more than yours, but I be turning it off. I turn everything off. Like
it's because your AC unit attached and your heating one. I feel like that's really what has my bill being so low because
I bet you the people downstairs like, dang, her, why my bill so high? Do you talk to them though, the people downstairs? Like, do you
when I first got here, like the guy came up and introduced himself. It's a husband, wife, and a child, and like the wife's brothers or something. And so he like introduced himself and like he was friendly, but then it was like he was too friendly, and then they were just kind of like weird. So I mean, I say hi and bye, and we try to keep it at that, but sometimes it is hard because it's a house, so we share the driveway. And they have like a front porch. And so for me to come in, I have to like drive up the driveway and they would always see me, or if they're in the driveway, which they're usually always in the way. I'm just like, can you get out of the way here?
That's what I was wondering. So like, do you go behind the house to go upstairs?
Yeah. So it's like when you pull in the driveway, you go up the driveway and then it's a really big driveway. Like it's a two car garage. So like each of us have our own space in the garage. Then there's like still just the driveway space. And then there's a path that goes up to the back door, which is like my front door. And I also have access to like the front door of the house, but I don't ever go down those stairs and they don't use it either. But there's a door that like locks so they can't get up here. And like, I can't get into their house because downstairs there's two doors.
That's good. I'm like, they can know when you're there, when you're not there.
I mean, they do, but like, they don't necessarily bother me. It definitely has been like interesting because sometimes, like I said, they're just like annoying or like weird, but we're making it. It's been it seems like it's been a long time, but it's only been almost 6 months in August and it's been fine.
Oh, for real? It's only been 6 months. What did you live at before?
On campus, because I had interviewed for a res life job, but got a different job in a different department. And because housing would have came with a res life position, I asked them like, what can I live on campus? Because I've never lived in Baltimore. Like I didn't expect to have to find an apartment so quickly, like X, Y, and Z. So I moved on campus and then February.
Oh, but they didn't let you stay? They told you?
I could have. There was no like deadline or timeline for me to get off. But I started looking for apartments since I got here. Because again, I hadn't really been to Baltimore, even Miami. I mean, granted, I was living on campus, so I didn't have to find a place to live. But I had never been to Miami either. So both cities that I have moved to, I was not really familiar with. Like New York, when I moved back to Long Island, I already had been to grad school there and went to undergrad in the area, so that was different. But Miami and Baltimore, I couldn't tell you much about them before I moved here.
Oh, that was cool that they let you stay. So you were applying for a resident position, but you got a different position.
Yeah, which is God's, you know, grace, because
I was like, did you want, like, but were you ready to leave resident life?
Well, I mean, I feel like I was applying to res life jobs and student activities jobs, or even like some academic advising that was in student affairs. So when it happened, I like thought about it and I was like, okay, like, here we go. That's fine by me. And it has been fine, so.
Oh, yeah, that was another thing. I was like, well, we didn't talk about this, so that is a good point, is to say, like, how you found your place. How did you find your place to live in? But I wanted to ask, comparing, like, because you are not used to, like, living, people are hearing people stuff like that, like, how is it, like, coming from res life to, like, actual, like,
lovely. We love living off campus. I mean, the only part is that you have to pay rent, which is very annoying. That, like, you have to pay rent every month. When, like,
you ain't been paying rent for a minute. That's why I was like,
for my whole life, I have never paid rent until February 2021 when we moved into this apartment. So, crazy. Like, I mean, I did have to pay, like, something when I was living on campus at the place when I moved here, but it wasn't rent. It was just, like, a fee for living on campus that some schools have you pay if you're not in res life. But
I was thinking about that. Maybe I should look into that.
Maybe your school might. It depends. Like, I don't know what their policies and stuff would be, but
I live in student housing. Maybe I should look into. I wasn't like, what is this? Maybe I should look into that, though. You think so? Like, look and see if I can live on my campus. I don't want y'all to know where I work at, but live on my campus.
You ask them about, like, partnering with Res Life or doing, like, programming or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, I mean, you're not a faculty member, but, like, some people have faculty in residence, so that's why I'm thinking something along those lines.
That is one reason why I didn't want to do like student housing, because I didn't want to have to be, like, advising, like, my students.
Yeah.
Wasn't in a pinch for you too either, like, when you
lived? When I moved off, like, going to your point of saving money, one, because I had never paid rent, like, I already had a savings account, and I had always been saving money, and people had always said, like, when you work in Res Life, like, save money like you're paying rent, which is manageable, but, like, some people might not make that much to do that, again, on top of paying your bills. But you definitely should be saving something. That is what will just help you so much when you move off campus. And then on top of that, I had started getting paid a lot for, like, the Adults and Queens speaking things. And so all of that money went to an account specifically for, like, paying rent whenever, like, I found an apartment that I wanted.
Okay, you're getting paid from the Adults and Queens.
Yes.
I thought about you this morning.
We are trying.
When I, cause I, like, it's my 3-year anniversary, if y'all know, it's gonna be out later. But I was like, what can I do? I'm like, what can stand, like, what literally can I do, that's not the same that everybody else does stuff? Like, people do merch, but, like, people do t-shirts, and I know you do mugs. I'm like, oh, sipping Sunday. But I was going to see, like, what can I create? And I came up with journals. So since it's called, like, Millennial Thoughts, like a diary.
I'm gonna
create, like, a diary for millennials or something like that. And so I was like, okay, maybe that, like, that can go something along with it. But I was like, does she put her name? I was like, oh, she puts Adulting Queen, because, you know, like, how people put their name on different things or stuff like that. So I was just like, how should I do that? So I was like, up on your page.
A girl's cute. That is a cute thing,
so I think that's what I'm going to do. I think I'm going to do, like, journals, diaries, or something like that.
No, I like that, because with the millennial thoughts, like, you're writing down your thoughts and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I was like, something that's, like, cute. Like, I was like, I don't want to do t-shirts. Everybody does t-shirts. I thought about stickers, because people put stickers on their computers and stuff like that. So that was a tangent. But, yeah, I was like, oh, yes, the Adulting Queen.
But, yeah, so then I saved money and, like, had the money saved in a specific account outside of my regular savings account for rent specifically. So then when I actually just started paying rent, it just came out of that account. And so I don't think it was as hard. Like, I think what was annoying, it was obviously seeing how quickly the money was coming out of the account versus how long it was to save it. But otherwise, that's really what helped me a lot with relocating, one. But again, I was in, like, different circumstances than, like, an average person, because I was I'm working at a school that provided housing. But for regular people, I just say you really need to, like, plan and save money, because if you don't, like, you're just gonna put everything on your credit cards, or you're gonna go into debt, and, like, it's just it sucks that that's the case.
Oh yes, yeah, so I was like, were you nervous, or would you have stayed on campus, or were they like, you can't stay on there if the students were there?
They didn't give me a deadline or anything like that, but I wouldn't have stayed. Like at first, so again, I never had saw the campus, never had visited anything like that. I did my whole thing online, like the interview process. When I got there, she did send some pictures, but like the pictures definitely didn't look like as. The pictures made the place, the room look bigger than it was. So it really was like a three, like kind of think of like a suite. So there's three rooms, a very small like walkway and a bathroom in it. And they didn't have a kitchen. So I had a meal plan. And at first, again, before seeing it and then just like knowing like we weren't going to be in person for work and stuff like that, I was like, oh yeah, like I can probably stay here and like I'll go to my family's house or like whatever. But then I still was looking for apartments from when I got here just to see, and I wasn't in a rush. And two of them that I did really like went so quickly. Like when I submitted for them, they were gone. So then I was just like, what the heck?
And then let's talk about that. The fees, you're talking about some admin issue. I'm not used to that in Kentucky. I don't know if they do admin fees in Baltimore, but they do admin fees out here. It's like admin fee deposit. And then you don't get your admin fee back. So I'm like, if the room goes, y'all give me my money back. That's a lot of money.
Exactly. And so that's what, so for this apartment, I came to see it like right before New Year. I think it was like December 30th or something like that. And I came, and then the guy who showed it to me was like, oh, you probably just saw like somebody else just left, and like we have somebody else coming after, like a lot of people are coming to view it. And so I really thought about it, and I was like, okay, like, do I want to put in for it? And you have to pay that fee. And I was like, I'm gonna be mad if I pay this fee and like I don't even get the apartment. But then I did, so it worked out. But these other two that I saw, like I literally saw one of them, it was a Saturday, and I had put in as a contact to like see it. Nobody was getting back to me. And then I called or texted like the next day, and it only had been posted for like 8 hours. And they're like, oh, it's already gone. I'm like, this is ridiculous. Like, this is crazy.
Yeah, it really is. That's how it was last year when I was looking at, we looked at apartments, but apartments was like doing all that stuff. So we went to look at houses, and it was like, okay, kind of, but I'm going back to an apartment because I can't stand.
See, yeah, I'm in like a private owned, and Baltimore does have a lot of private owned, like that are houses or like rented buildings. I prefer that as of now. Like I haven't had an experience with renting from a company, but I do feel like a lot of people who rent from a company always have like some type of issue or like complaint or something. And for me, like renting privately has been fine so far. So
Well, while we're on this subject, I don't know, because like, do y'all have to care for y'all grass?
So that is a good thing of why I love this place too. So the people downstairs do it. And I think that the landlord like pays him or whatever. They have some type of agreement. So I don't do any of that. Even when it snows, they do it down. The people downstairs do it. You don't have to pay like a trash fee. They just come pick up the trash.
See, I'm in the renters and we got to do our own trash. We got to pay for the grass. And I'm like, that's adding on to the rent price.
So you're not
there. And our microwave just broke. And I remember at the beginning, they're like, we're not going to repair any of the appliances. Like, we're not going to get new appliances. And I'm like, if you own this house, you should be getting the appliances. Like, what are you doing? You're not going to get them like fixed. I don't understand.
Again, thankfully, I haven't had anything. There's been like minor things that I could have like contacted my landlord about, but it really isn't a big deal. So I'm like, oh, whatever. And thankfully, again, like nothing crazy has happened that like I need him to fix it. Because one, he doesn't even live here. He lives in Florida.
Yeah, no, neither does mine. My landlord don't live here either.
Yeah. So I'm like, it's good. But then I'm just like, God forbid something happens. But his son's in the area. And like his son was like, if anything happens, like you can contact me. But I never have, because again, nothing crazy has gone on.
Yeah, well, our water just like got messed up. I don't know if it what needs to get fixed. And then it was our air, but no, he do not do right. And then no, it does not do right. So I'm just like, man, forget you. Let me go in an apartment. I know I call maintenance, and you can call up higher up people. I don't know nothing about this. I don't need to rent your own because I don't care about your grass. I don't care about this grass. It can look however it looks.
They bring somebody out there, and that's what you're paying for?
No, we had to find it. My roommate actually found a person to.
No, I feel like they should be taking care of that. That's their place.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. I don't care if the grass got up to a giraffe to the sky. That's not my problem. The name is not in my name. Like, the house is not in my name. And I'm just like, I feel like my parents, they rented. Now, of course, my parents, they don't live in the area. But when they had the house, I feel like they had to fix the roof. They had to fix everything.
Yeah.
And that's true. Now, I don't know what they did about the grass, but also we don't have... well, my parents had a house in Iowa. We didn't have 1 acre of grass either. This is like 2 acres, 1 or 2 acres of grass. It's too much grass. So I'm like, no, off the rip.
And thankfully too, like, our grass isn't like a huge backyard area of grass. So they don't have a lot they have to cut, which is good for them. And that's something I think about just with like owning a house for myself. I don't want to have to deal with grass.
No, people are like, I want land. Okay, no, I don't want land. Grass. What? I don't want that. I don't want land. I want house. If I'm gonna have a big land, I need house all over. I need house. Okay.
Yeah, but what I've also feel like I found, because like my sister has a really big house with like a really nice backyard. My dad has a big backyard too. And I like it for like our family gatherings, for going out there and hanging out and stuff. But I'm like, I would not want a house with a big backyard, because
I feel like it's a medium one, because we have so the next house that they're in, it is a lot of grass. My dad got a riding lawnmower because he has too much,
and then that makes sense too. That's fine. Get the proper equipment so that you
it's this house. But the house in Iowa, we did have family gatherings, so like we had Christmas, graduations, but we also had a garage, so you could be in the garage and you could have like a swing set out there, whatever. But it wasn't like an acre of land. Like, that's just too much. Like, first of all, I don't have an acre of family. I don't have that much family be out there. So that is definitely something to think about. I was watching a YouTube video, and it's like, I know what I want for my house. I know what I don't want for my house. I know I don't want no electric. I don't want no gas. I don't want no gas stove. I want electric. I can't do gas stuff. It's scary.
I agree.
Those are things that think about when you relocate and looking for an apartment. Definitely like go and make sure, like, what do you not want? Like, do you want walk-in closets? Like, what are your non-negotiables? Do you want hardwood floor? I don't personally like hardwood floor in my bedroom. I mean, I have it now, but that's just like something I have to deal with. But I like carpet. Yeah. I'd be sliding into falling, about to have to go to the freaking doctor and be over here sliding on the floor. I'm like, I do not like that. And I think I also would rather vacuum than sweep up, because when you sweep, you gotta keep on sweeping.
And keep getting dusty. Like, I feel like sweeping, you're never getting everything off the floor. So I would much rather vacuum too. And then something else with when you're looking for apartments, like the first place that I went, so again, I never had searched for apartments until last July when I got to Baltimore. And the first place that I went, like, I just asked them, like, what type of people live here, like, just the demographic. Like, I didn't really care if they were like Black, white, Asian. I just meant, like, is it younger people, is it older people? And he like told me, he was just, oh, it's like more like working people, like younger people, like millennials, not too many like families. But when I got to another place and asked, they're like, oh, we can't give out that information. And then, like, to a degree, I understand, but it's like, I'm not asking you for demographics of like people and specific ages. I'm just saying, like, generally, like, do we have older people living here, younger people, families?
I never even asked that before, but let me tell you, I'm about to call out these apartments for being ageist. You might have seen it on my Facebook, but how come I was trying to call them? They was like, this is for senior living. I'm so sorry. Why do seniors got to live by the battery? Why do seniors got to get the best
house? And they get like,
they are chilling. They are 65 and plus. What really do they need? I'm not even trying to be I ain't even trying to be funny. We need a young adult living. Okay, young professional living. I said, that's what I'm going to do. You got the college, they do that. The senior living.
No, it's true. And that's
why I don't understand what they need.
And that's more so why I was asking them of like what type of people live here, because I meant like that. Like, was it younger people? Is it older people? Families? Like, not like rowdy. I guess just more so the age demographic.
But yeah, let me be with the 60-year-old, because they ain't playing no music. That's why something live up in there. I'm like, dang, I can't take no ID or nothing. But yeah, I feel you, because I lived on the first floor in my apartment and it was quiet. But then when you get some people around, it was loud and moving. And I don't want to hear people doing their personal business or hearing loud music at night when I'm trying to sleep, because I'm an early person, and you be hearing music at 1 o'clock in the morning. It's just like, it's not fun. So that is
what I like about living like in a privately owned house too, because I mean, sometimes, yeah, the neighbors downstairs will be loud. but it's just them versus having to deal with like a whole building of people.
Mm-hmm. It's like upstairs, downstairs, next door, this time. Yeah, next. I was really glad though, because it was like an older couple. When I was in my living room, though, our living rooms was next to each other. So sometimes I could hear them arguing, but I rarely ever heard them. I was rarely in my living room. I'm really a bedroom person. Like, I really think that's like where I find solace. Maybe it's my bed.
I'm usually in my living room, especially now because I had just a futon in here before I got my couch. But I definitely stay in my living room more than my bedroom. But also it's because it took me a long time, but I had to finally get to be like, not being in my bedroom or in the bed all the time, because then it's hard to go to sleep. So I really do try to like be in the living room or be doing something else.
Maybe that's what I need to do.
Bed all day or like in my time.
That's true. I don't know. I have a hard time going to bed though, but I do like living rooms. I do. I actually love living rooms. But every time I go back to my parents' house, my dad, he's like, I don't like y'all in the living room. I don't like y'all in the living room. So I would be in the living room. But when I was in the living room, like I didn't have no TV and stuff like that. So I really didn't be in my living room unless I was like on my computer. But yeah. I like my bed. I just feel like comfortable right there. Just like a little weird. No windows. And I was on the first floor. So I was just like, oh, let me go to my bed type stuff. And so that is how that happened. And when I think about relocating though, I use Zillow. Me and my roommate, we use Zillow. Yeah. Like that's how we found like the houses. And then other time I just type in like apartments.com or like wherever I'm at, like go and look in, type in Google like apartments this, apartments that, yeah, in areas.
I use Zillow, and that's how I found this one. And then I also what I would first did was like when I would be driving around with the Visor Saw apartment complex, I would look it up on Google and then like see what the ratings were and if I wanted to visit there. And then also ask friends, because I do have some people that live in Baltimore that I know. So asking them either where they live or areas they recommended. Because again, to me, coming to Baltimore, I was like, it's a city, but just like any city, it has so many different neighborhoods and like areas you can be in.
Yeah, that's how I'd be confused.
So I asked other people. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would be like, yeah, Atlanta, like, it's so many suburbs, this and that. You just be so confused on where to go. You said something and I forgot, but it was so funny. I was going to say something. You were like asking friends. What else did you say? You asked friends.
Ask friends.
What
else did you say? If I was driving around and saw an apartment, I would look at the ratings.
Oh, driving around. That's what it was. So I was like, that is a good thing. So when I was doing my side hustles, that was a good thing. Like driving DoorDash and like doing shifts and stuff like that. I go to people's houses, which kind of unsafe. But it also gives me like, it opens my mind up to like, oh, here's apartments over here. Here's apartments over there. And that's one thing I would say to figuring out the city, doing delivery can help you really figure out a city. Because you're delivering food, you're delivering groceries, and like even Lyft and Uber too. Like you are figuring out the city in a short amount of time if that's really what you do. And that could be another thing too of how you can even get money on the side if you don't have a really like a real secure job or whatever. So
yeah,
I think that is good too. That what kind of helped me when I was looking around and I seen something, I'd be like, oh, I'm screenshotting people's addresses. I'd be like, oh, I'm just trying to look like, oh, okay, here's where I could stay. This is where I could stay.
Especially
and that's like, what I was doing a little bit. Because
I like really recommend people seeing before, but like I understand if you can't, especially because we were in the pandemic and a lot of people did move to places that they have never like been before, were able to see. But before you like pick an apartment, I really, really feel like people need to see it. And not even just seeing the apartment, but seeing the area too, because the apartment can look one way, but it could be anywhere. And you're going to be like, what's going on here?
I didn't see this house before. My roommate seen it, but we were just like in a time crunch.
Somebody
like,
saw
okay.
it though, like the person.
And I would agree with that because this one girl, I'm trying to find a roommate and that is really hard. That's stressful. But I don't want to pay a lot of money. But she had an apartment and I went there and they was like, go at nighttime, you know, to see what's going on.
Yeah,
you go at daytime, but it's different at nighttime. So I went at nighttime, not that it was like loud and crazy, but like just the way to get there, like it was really dark. And if anybody knows me, like if I ever run for a governor for anything, I'm saying the Lord said, let there be light. Light should be free. Because there was no street lights out there. The gate was open. And they don't want to pay for the gate. That's fine. So I'm driving in there because I can get up in there. It's like 10 o'clock. There's little kids playing outside. What? Yeah. It's 10 o'clock. These kids look these kids look younger than 10. And I'm not even, that's a problem or like a safety hazard, but I'm like, y'all kids are out here. Y'all don't care about y'all kids. And then I looked over in like a parking spot. Somebody was grilling, like them little mini grills. Like they was grilling in the parking spot. I said, no, ma'am. And so then I'm driving around, but it was really, really dark out there. Like it was not that many street lights. Well, not even street lights, but even the apartment, like, I'm like, I need some light to see, to do something. I don't like that. And then when I drove out, there was another place across the street, another apartment, and their gate was open. I said, so they just don't close gates around here? Like, what?
And then complex like across from me. And so the neighbor to the right is a married couple, like an older married couple and like their father. And then to the left of us is just a man that lives by himself. Like he's pretty young, probably maybe. I would assume he's like in his 30s, maybe early 40s. But across the street, there's like an apartment complex. And the person to the right of me was saying that it's like routing. It's a little crazy over there. However, like being here for the 6 months, I've never really heard any noise. And if I do, it's coming from my neighbors right downstairs. And that's it.
Yeah. So I don't think it's rowdy. It could be quiet. There was like not loud people walking up, but there was people walking around. It's just like, if it's dark and stuff like that, I don't need people walking on. I don't got time to be shook and going to my apartment. But then also like looking around the area, it wasn't daytime, but I was still trying to see like, okay, is there a Walmart? Like, is there a Kroger? Yeah, like, is there a something? And I didn't really see that much around there. But then when I went to the senior living place, I didn't see a Walmart or a Kroger, but like there was the Battery is where the Braves play. So there's the Battery. So there is something to do. That's why I said, I don't know why they was so close to that. Cause the seniors are not going there. I'm just saying. And then there's a TJ Maxx, a Marshall.
Senior complexes have all the field trips, so they're probably bringing them everywhere.
Someone says, my friend, she was like, well, maybe they're walking in the morning time. Well, they need to walk around the senior apartments.
That's true.
They could be, but I didn't see a Walmart or like a Kroger. Like, I didn't see a grocery store, but I did see like a shopping center. And I see, I'm like, okay, like this is by, but and it's right close to the highway. If you're a senior citizen, I don't think that you would want to be right close to the highway, but who am I to know? They be out here styling pride, wilding. But I'm like, I need to be close to the highway because I need to get to work. Okay. So those are some things to look to. My friends always like, I want to live, like you are going to kind of pay more. It's annoying, but it's like, I want to live like in civilization. Like, I don't want to live like uncivilization. Yeah. Right now it takes me like 5 minutes to go to a Kroger, like 15 minutes to go to a Walmart. So like, yeah, that's okay. And I just have to figure it out. But when I'm moving, I'm more intentional. Like, where is this area going to be? How far is it? How long will I take to get to work? Is there more than one way to get to work? Because Atlanta traffic, no.
That's a really important question too. And like also just knowing yourself, because like I always say, like, I will not live in the Midwest. I will not live in the country. A rural area is not for me. Like I've always lived in a city or a suburb right outside the city. So like Long Island, 30 minutes from New York City, not even really, because you get to Queens in like 15 minutes. And then going to Miami, like I didn't live where I'm right in South Beach. And again, Miami is just way more than South Beach. People don't realize that because you just see South Beach, but where I live, like you can get to so many things, but also you are in a convenient area to get to South Beach, to get to Brickell's, to get to whatever outside events that you want to go to. Here in Baltimore, like I live now in Baltimore County, but the school where I work is the city, even though it's only 15, 20 minutes from me. But again, I can get to so many places and do so many things. Like I can never live somewhere that's going to take me 40 minutes to get to a mall, really 30, because 30 is like
30 really is pushing it. But if you live out here, you're gonna live on the outskirts, then it takes you 30 minutes, so you're kind of used to it. But like to get to civilization, I could still get to a store and stuff like that, the mall. But that is definitely true. I was gonna say, I never thought about living in Miami, like ever. I'm just like, I feel like it's
way me either, because when I was doing my job search, I was like, oh, I'm gonna search between New York and Virginia, maybe North Carolina. And then I interviewed some places in Texas and maybe a school in New Orleans. But again, it was going to be like a major city. Like it wasn't going to be like I'm going to like the middle of nowhere, Texas. And then I interviewed the school in Miami and I really liked it. I mean, I liked my time there. I liked living there. I think it was really
cool. You were a resident, like a hall director?
Yeah. And so I am glad I did it, but that wasn't in my plans. I was like, yeah, I'm going to stay in between New York and Virginia, like North Carolina, East Coast. I stayed on the East Coast, but I went almost as far down on the East Coast.
Okay, for real. But I was like, I feel like if I live in Miami, like I got to have some money, because I need to be on the yacht. Was you on the yachts in Miami?
I haven't. I didn't go on a boat. Did I? No, I don't think I went on a boat, but I did do like kayaking. Went to Miami Heat games. I went to a baseball game. South Beach. I went to
South Beach for spring break. I was like, "Who chat?"
And that's what I was supposed to do for undergrad one time, but it was so expensive. Once my friends and I started looking into it, we were like, "How do people go here for
spring break?" Well, I went to grad school, but it was a crazy experience though, because it was three of us in one room, and then there was bunk beds in the next room, and it was like three grown men. It was really a crazy wild experience. That was when Airbnb first started getting popular, and we was like, what is going on here?
Yeah. Okay,
but we on South Beach though. But yeah, it was really crazy. So I never thought about even living in Miami. If everybody knows me, they know I want to go to LA. I still need somebody to go there too. But recently I visited Philly, and I'm like, Philly is kind of cool, and it kind of gets too cold for me, so I don't know, it gets cold out there. And I've been hearing that the media scene is getting bigger in New Orleans. So I kind of do like New Orleans. I've been there a couple of times, but I'm like, really, where would I want to live? Like, I don't really know. Like, Atlanta's not cutting it for me. I don't really know if I would want to live in Houston, because I don't like to wait to eat. So I don't do that. Dallas, I really wasn't feeling it. New York is a definite no for me. I haven't visited Charlotte. But Jersey, they said it's okay. I haven't really been to Jersey that much. They say Jersey, like, they like, if you don't like New York, you probably like Jersey.
But yeah, then that's the thing. Everybody from New York is migrating to Jersey because they're like, it's cheaper and I can still get to New York and do what mm-hmm. I want to do.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm like, I don't know. Then I was like, Florida, but Florida law is a little too crazy for me now, what they be doing.
Standard. Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, I'm glad I was in Florida to say I live there. I see why people retire and get like a house there or something, which would be cool. I would like to do that. But Florida still is Florida.
Okay, and you got to think Georgia is still Georgia, okay? That's what I'm like, I'm not retiring.
Georgia, Florida, and Texas all fall in the same category.
Okay, I don't want to be in Texas, no. But then I'm like, I want to be in LA, but I only want to be in LA for like a couple years. I feel like how you said, like Miami, it's just like a good time. Like you want to live there for like, I don't want to raise a family there and like settle down there.
Yeah.
I don't know where I want to do that at. What'd you say?
Okay, I wouldn't have lived like long term in Miami.
Yeah, life. But people love the DMV area. But I'm like, the DMV area is expensive too. Oh, and then like Baltimore, I'm like, that those areas are really
expensive. I feel like it is. Again, me, this is the first time I'm paying rent. I think that it is more cost efficient. Like what you're paying for as far as rent, you're getting more than like if you're paying that in New York. Like
yes.
And there's like a lot more black owned things. There's just a lot more to not more to do, but like there's a lot to do that you wouldn't like think about in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm. I do want to go to Baltimore. I want to visit, but people said it's
yeah, and see that's the thing about Baltimore too. Very underrated city, and then people just think about like The Wire, or they think Baltimore is ghetto or like hood. And I mean, I haven't experienced anything crazy in Atlanta being here in like a year. Yes, you might see some people that are on drugs in the middle of the day doing crazy things, but like it's not like I just feel like people do have to experience Baltimore to kind of like make your own impression of it, because anybody that I've said like I live in Baltimore, especially I remember last year when I just moved and my cousin was like, oh, where did you move to in Maryland? And I was like, Baltimore. And he was like, Baltimore. And I was like, it's really fine. Like
yeah, they really give it a bad rep, but I thought it was beautiful when my friend lived there. I don't know if you follow her, Fly Girl Ventures Destiny. She's like in the travel room. I don't know. But she lived in Baltimore. She was going to like the Pearl Harbor and stuff like that. But
yeah,
like,
it's so nice. You can get to so many places. Like you can get to Philly, you can get to other parts of Pennsylvania, DC, just even the other parts of Maryland, like Annapolis, Bethesda. Silver Spring, like I don't know.
I haven't been there, so maybe I should visit there. But I also think it's definitely perception, because it depends on where you move from. So like I never seen that stuff, but like working downtown Atlanta, like even living in Atlanta, like you just see stuff. Like I drive around and I'm seeing people sleeping on the floor, and I'm
yeah. And Baltimore has a really really high homeless population. Like, and again, coming from New York, like there are homeless people in New York, but I think I've seen far more homeless people like during the day and like on just regular out and about things in Baltimore than I have in New York. And that's like saying a lot because I obviously lived in New York for most of my life.
Yeah, now that's what I was really, the Philadelphia, the homeless people on the train,
Houston, I would just will never forget when I went to visit Houston. I love Houston. I've been twice. I would have been back by now, but pandemic. There's this one section that like it was all just tents.
Yes, that's Atlanta. That's Atlanta for real. I'm like, what? Well, I'm like, I'm glad they got someone to go, but yeah, it's like Atlanta. Like,
and it's like so sad because
we were literally across the street from where I work at. There's a park. It's all homeless people. I'm like, what? And one time my coworker was walking through there. I know, what are you doing? We need to walk around. He was like, we are not going over there. They be yelling and going off of people. Yeah. I don't got time. So it's really sad, but that's why, like, I think it depends. Like, if you're not used to homeless people, if you're not, because when I was in Louisville, I would see homeless people, but not that much. It's a city, but I also was confined in on a campus. So yeah. It was not really downtown, but it kind of was.
Yeah, I'm thinking about Miami, and like, I don't remember seeing that many homeless people, especially on South Beach, you don't see anybody. And then like New York, obviously, but even like think about Long Island, like that's where I primarily was for undergrad and grad school where I live. You would not see homeless people out in Long Island, like at all. It's when you get to like Manhattan, you see people.
And I like Brooklyn. I thought Brooklyn and Harlem was cool. I don't know if I would live.
I like Harlem. Yes, I do like.
But like, I feel like I visited Brooklyn. I feel like that's like where the culture and the stuff is like them too.
I like Harlem, and like I kind of feel like I would want to live in Harlem. The only situation is my car and this traffic, and like not being able to have a driveway. And it's, even when I moved here, and I did look at a house that somebody was renting. It was like a mutual friend connected us, and the first thing I asked him was like, "Do you have a driveway?" And he was like, "That's cute. Like people in Baltimore don't really have driveways." And I was like, okay, so that's not for me because I need a driveway.
We don't have driveways.
Not really. I mean, the house I live in does, but like most of them are row houses, so it's like there's street parking. But I'm not
like that either. That was in Louisville. That was like on like our second and third streets. Like that was by the campus. I need me a parking space. Okay. Like
I need a driveway, not even a parking space, driveway. Like that's what we need.
I'm thinking of apartments, like a parking space is cool. And that's why I like that area. But like, yeah, I need a driveway. So that's why I'll be calling. I'll be like, do y'all have parking? Like, let me ask.
You need to ask, do they pay for parking or do you have to pay for parking?
Because they be loving to add a fee. Y'all need to put that up in there. They do something. You got to pay for parking. I am paying. Yeah, some like pay for a spot like $90. Like how you got to pay to work, that grinds my gears too.
So we had to pay for parking and it was horrible. I was like, this is dumb. I'm
okay.
I didn't want to be here.
If I'm paying for parking, I need to be valet, come get my car, and then I go to work. Like what? But yeah, some places you do. So I would definitely say check all that, y'all. Like how much it costs and some things that I wrote. I'm doing on my blog. I did like an apartment guide too. And I talked about like questions to ask. Like I looked up this apartment. They may have some openings, but they talking about they got a roach infect, like they have roaches up in there, stuff like that. No,
the supervisors need reviews.
So yeah, I just started doing that. Now I just started looking. I'm like, okay, are these good reviews? Then you see like how long it is, because if it's like 5 or 6 years, people could change like management and stuff like that. So people are saying this thing. So I do look at the reviews right now. That's what took me so long to get on the call this today, because I was looking at the reviews and talking to people. So look at the reviews, save your money. And just like be diligent about it and just know your weekends. Like I'm about to go look at a couple apartments just so I can like go and get it. And also watch YouTube, like depending on if you move into a popping city like Atlanta, there's all this on YouTube. That's how I found a couple apartments in LA, Miami and stuff like that. I've known about two people who moved to Miami for real. I think a third person, but I'm like, they move into Miami. People are moving to Miami. I'm just trying to figure out what's going on down there. I don't know.
I mean, I again enjoyed it. I thought it was great for what it was. I don't think I'd move back to Miami. Like, I would move maybe to, like, Fort Lauderdale.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I lived in Miami, I feel like I would live on the water. But then you need, like, money to live on the water.
Okay, because they be talking about DJ Khaled live out there. I'm like, well, And another one, job. Like, what? Yeah, I'm like, it's pretty, it's cool. I do like that. So you're like, that's something that you can pay for. That's why I'm like, George is talking about the views. I'm looking at buildings. I don't see no water. I can't get on the boat. They talk about Lake Lanier, and that's haunted. And I don't got time for that. So yeah, that is really crazy. So relocating, it's not a scam, but adulting is. Relocating can be a scam. That is true. Y'all do have to really check out for scams, because people will get money. And while we're on this, like, people talk about like roommates, stuff like that. People do really be on Craigslist, like finding roommates on Facebook and stuff like that, and groups. And I'm in them things or whatever, but they do say really be careful, because people can scam you out your money and stuff like that. So don't ever send nobody no money. There are all of these different groups. It's called I forgot what it's called. It's like, I'm moving to whatever, like moving to whatever. You can like go on those Facebook groups and then like check out like whatever, yeah. Georgia, California, wherever you're going.
I was looking for my apartments here that, like, I did look on Craigslist as well. Some of them were already things that were posted on Zillow or like already posted on the apartment website, but I did look at Craigslist too. And I remember one apartment, like, I had requested to view it, and then they were like, okay, well, if you want to view it, this is the information. And then I don't even know if they gave me a chance to email them back, but then they were like, well, this is the information. You need to book now. Like, this is how much you need to send, and this is how you send it. And I was like, this is clearly like a scam.
Yeah.
And then I reported it, and then it was down.
I think we got scammed once, but then we was like, it wasn't a scam. It was like different companies. It was like so many companies we were trying to find out or whatever. So that is definitely crazy. And I'm like, I don't know about Craigslist, but my friend found a roommate on Craigslist. I was like, okay, that's cool, y'all. I don't know about that one. There's that. And then, you know, when you relocate, then you got to get to the city, you got to live in the city. So I really forgot what it's called. I really want to look it up, but I can't. Let's see if I can find it. It is a certain Facebook group. Oh, in this Facebook group, another thing, this is definitely legal if you do not know. This girl tried to put in the group, do anybody make fake pay stubs?
Yeah, ma'am, probably shouldn't ask everybody that.
And this girl was like, this lady was like, this is not what our group is for. We are deleting this. I was cracking. I'm like, why would you put that in there? But some people do. They be like, oh yeah, I make fake pay stubs. I'm like, fake pay stubs? Like, what? Who does that?
Clearly that girl is looking for somebody. Somebody does it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. She's looking for somebody, but yeah, they're called like moving to Atlanta, moving to Los Angeles. I can't really find the other one. It's what I think it is called transplants. Like when you move to a different city, people really don't like that one, but it's called transplants. But it's a big group, and it's just like moving to somewhere. And then there's smaller groups, but I can't really think of the group or what it's called. But yeah, just go on Facebook and just look up different groups that's there. So that is all about relocating in a pandemic and not a pandemic and in general, and just some tips there. But I know sometimes it's really hard to also, like, you know, build community, like figure out what you want to do even in the city that you are in. So we wanted to also talk about like how to find things to do, where to go. You know, try to like meet people, try to connect and stuff like that. So do you want to go first on your tips?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Instagram definitely has been helpful to figure out like things you can do and try, and like where you can meet people. Obviously meeting people has been different like in the pandemic, but you also just, if especially if you move somewhere by yourself, like you do need to just get over like you don't want to do something because you don't have people to do it with. Like you do need to just go and do things. But
by myself,
yeah, I do stuff by myself too. Like I feel like it's fine. Like don't wait for people to do things with, or don't like beat yourself up because you don't have people to do stuff with. And so I think Instagram's just been good, like especially finding restaurants and like bars and like events and stuff that are going on. And like I said, just getting out of it and going on your own. But then like when you do go, if it is like a social event, so say for example, like it's like we have a group that's called Baltimore Young Professionals. Like if you went to that group thing by yourself, like try to talk to somebody or like introduce yourself to people. Don't just go and like be there, but it's kind of like knowing the setting, because obviously if you just go to a restaurant and you sit at a bar or something, like you can start talking to people at bars, but it's like it has to be like, in my opinion, a like social, like lit turn up bar. If you're just at like a casual, like fancy restaurant's bar, like you might not want to go up just trying to talk to everybody. Like that might not be the setting for that.
Read the room.
Exactly. And then I feel like also just like using your network and people that you know, because like that's something for me. I knew people as I was coming to Baltimore, and I just was like thinking about it last week, that like the people really that I know in Baltimore are more so like acquaintances. And I don't mean that in a bad way, but it's not like
they're. That's what I was thinking when you were saying it, though, because I'm like, I do nothing, but have I reached out to
them? Yeah. So it's not like it's going to be somebody that like I'm hanging out with all the time, but also like in the pandemic and the setting that we're in, it's like I don't really want to be with hanging out with everybody. So I feel like I have more acquaintances in the area than like friends, or my actual friends like I'd want to hang out with. They live like an hour away, because again, Maryland is pretty big. So I think that like just doing something on your own helps, but also like finding your hobbies and things, because in reality, like I don't have time to be hanging out after work, but I don't really want to be hanging out after work, because I wake up, like I'll work out, go to work, come home, like make dinner, get my lunch and stuff together for the next day, and then like it's bedtime by then. So I feel like if you also just get into like a routine of what will get you through the week, especially if you work like a 9-to-5 or like a.
I like hanging out after work. Why don't nobody like doing that?
I think like pre-pandemic, but also like for me, I'm still adjusting to commuting to work. So pre-pandemic, I lived on campus like for all my jobs, and going out after work was like no problem. Now that I have to like drive to work, and like I would prefer to know that I'm already gonna be doing something after work, so I either bring my clothes to change into, or like I just know, versus coming home and then going back out, because
no, I'm not doing that.
This is on a Friday. That I would do is like closer to where I work, so I'd rather just go straight from work. But for me, I'm just saying too, I feel like I need a routine, because I also know like now that I have to like go to work in person and be present, that like I actually need to rest and make sure that I have packed lunch. Like that is very important now, because before I wouldn't need to do that, and we don't have anything really right across from us that is easy to pick up. So like I would have to go like 10, 15 minutes down the road just to get something.
What did you do when you live on campus? Oh, you just walked, like you just
walked back to my apartment, or mm-hmm. also like we had stuff that was right across the street. So like where the campus was, it was like a Chipotle, there's Dunkin' Donuts.
But there's no food. Are the food places not open?
Not on campus here, there's only one dining hall, and it's really not like that good for the summer because nobody's really there. Mm-hmm. But we don't have anything like on that strip that's like across the street. It's just all residential, and then another school's next to us, and you have to go down towards like Johns Hopkins to actually like get something.
Which okay, again, Johns Hopkins. Working on one student. She's like, my mom worked at Johns Hopkins. Okay, girl.
Yeah, they really be bragging. Like it's not a big deal, but it's like, okay, cool. Like, yeah, Johns Hopkins, like whatever. Yeah, so it's like, and it's not far to go there, but it's like you have to like plan, or I can't just run in between if I have a meeting in 30 minutes, like just adulting schedule. Like, it's just making me mad, because even as soon when we finish this, I need to go like grocery shopping. I need to make my lunch. Like
I was like, maybe next episode we should talk about money management. I feel like that's
what yeah, because this is just all ghetto.
I definitely do take my lunch. Like I've done that like ever since I really got a real job for real. And my last job, she was like, oh yeah, you bring your lunch. Like, yes, because I'm not spending $10 and $15 every time.
And
like,
it adds up quickly. Yes. I mean, again, I really never had to bring lunch to work until now because of the going back every day. Like, so when I would go only 2 or 3 days a week, I would before the summer came around, I had my meal plan still. But now that it's summer, I don't have a meal plan, and I don't even think I want to continue it for the fall and spring. I'm gonna like see, but that made me be like, oh, I actually have to think about like what am I bringing.
You're adulting 2.0 right now.
It's ghetto. Like I really don't like it. Like I don't like it at all. Like I want to work from home. Like I really do want to work from home.
And then, yeah, because, like, my boss, she'd be like, oh, you bring your lunch? I'm like, yes, girl, because I'm not going out. And then you got to go drive, park, and find all that stuff, whatever. But now that I work downtown, there is places around me that we do it. So when I first started going back, like, I went back, like, huh?
I said, still just so much money.
Oh yeah, like a couple of days, like when it was like when I'm getting to know my coworkers, I was going out. But after that third week, I'm like, no, I'm bringing my lunch. Like my other coworker's like, I brought my lunch, and she's like, I'm so proud of you, you brought your lunch or whatever. I'm like, I do bring my lunch because I go grocery shopping. That is something that you got to plan. Like go grocery shopping. What I'm going
to eat. If I don't go, like when we're done, I did try to go right before, but Trader Joe's was really busy, so I was like, I'm gonna try this again after. But it's like if I don't go today, the whole week is gonna be thrown off. Like the whole thing is just not gonna work.
I usually go grocery shopping on Sundays, but people are like, you shouldn't go grocery shopping on Sundays. So I'm like, maybe I should go on Mondays. But now that my microwave went out, I'm really thrown off because I gotta put stuff in the oven and that takes longer. So now I'm like, I got some food for tomorrow. I might just make some chicken Alfredo and then just go, like after this, I gotta go find some food.
Exactly. And then
I'm
like,
all too much. I'm not doing that. So that is definitely it. Like money management, like trying to pay and trying to, especially when you get paid once a month. I don't know if you get paid once a month.
No, I get paid every 2 weeks, but people, one of my friends just tweeted today saying like, how do people do this? Because like,
who is she? Because I put that on Facebook too. I said, educators, how y'all only get paid once a month?
Yeah, we get paid on Thursday, which is kind of cool. But then it's like, I feel like, not that I feel like I don't have money, but I'm like, could it have at least been Friday? So like, we feel like, oh, like weekend and there's money to spend.
Mm-hmm. Cause then that Friday, all your money's coming out. But yeah, I'm not used to getting paid once a month. So now I'm over here trying to do my budget. And you know, August, Leo Nation birthday month. So I'm like, okay, I'm trying to do all this, but I'm like, I'm trying and it's moving. I don't know why I did that to myself. I'm gonna have to figure something out. I need to move in July. Yeah.
You're gonna be moving to
moving, and then so I'm like, I really got a budget, and then this once a month paycheck, and then I got health insurance. I don't even want to talk about how much I pay for freaking health insurance.
Oh my god! And so when you get paid once a month, though, they only take the health insurance out once, so that's even more. It sounds like, and like, how do they handle taxes and stuff then?
Well, they take it all out.
I just think that sounds like they're taking out more than they need to then, because you know how like taxes. Oh well, I mean taxes don't make sense, but to my understanding, it's based on the amount that you're making, which I guess in one check you're making the same as you would have in two, but for some reason in my brain I'm thinking that they're going to take out more because there's more money, but I don't think that's the case.
I see what you're saying, but I guess it depends on if you're salary or hourly, because I'm salary, I guess. Yeah. I just put it all up in there and then you just take it out. If I was hourly, I could see what you mean.
Yeah,
different. But that's why I'm like, now it's hard to plan. So I'm trying to save money. I didn't go to two events. I'm like, I need a no spend day, but I won't be having that today because I'm going to get some hot food after this. But I'm like, I need a couple no spend days. So I'm trying to work on my budget so I can have money, because I'm like, I need money to go over and I'm spending all this money and stuff like that. But I'm not getting that another 2 weeks. It's not coming in.
And what really helped me is bringing food to work. And like, because last week I didn't spend any money on food. Except for like on Wednesday, I went to happy hour, but like I didn't even get like food, like a meal. It was like snack stuff. And I think that was the only day last week that I actually spent like money out. Otherwise, it was like at the grocery store or like gas or something like that.
Well, no, I went out last week to the Battery to eat. I had to meet a realtor because I feel like that was really important because I need to get help find an apartment since they're not taking me because I'm not a student. So yeah, I'm like, okay, but let me stop. Like I'm like, okay, I can only go out this many times. I can only go out this many times. And I really hate that we have to do that. I'm just like, why can't I get paid more?
Yeah, we should talk about that next time, because that,
yeah, like we need to get paid more. Like what the heck? That's why I'm trying to secure a second income. That's why I'm trying to get monetized on YouTube, because baby, what is this? Like, this is crazy. So yeah, so my suggestions for like finding community is, when I first got here, I looked up meetups. So there was like different organizations on meetups. And depending on what your hobbies are, if you know them. So like I create content clearly, like writing and stuff like that. So I found some writing. I found some like writing groups and different things like that. I went and took a writing class and I met some people. And then I started going there a little bit. I don't really go there that much now. But so then I did meetups, and then it went, I don't know if you've seen this on Twitter, but on Twitter it was like a group, it was like a Facebook group for Black millennial single degree people. So I joined that on Facebook, and then they branched off to like Atlanta group. So now I'm in Atlanta group. But earlier to what you were saying about hobbies and stuff like that, I feel like this is where I'm struggling at, because like they go out, like they went out today, they do go out, but like they go out to like happy hours, and I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with happy hours, but I don't drink like that, so you know. Like, me going to happy hour or like brunch, I would say, like, they go to happy hours, brunches. I do go to brunches, but I didn't want to spend that much money because no, ma'am. They go to like events, like they're about to, like they might be going to like a Braves game,
yeah,
painting. I did horseback riding, like, so I do stuff with them, cool, but it's like, do you find your people like in that click? Like, are you finding your people? And it's like the different hobbies that they have. Like, I'm clearly a content creator. There's like one more content creator in there, but she does a lot. She does like her TikTok videos, like she has a job and stuff like that. And it's like she has a different schedule too. So we don't hang out that much. But I do like Topgolf. Like, I do like going to events and having fun. So that's cool too. So it's like, okay, I hang out with them and I go like to the events that they plan. But it's also like trying to find people who are in your like hobby riding as well. So like my coworker, she, like, we don't work together no more, but we did work together. She writes, so we like started hanging out, like we write together, we hang out, we go out to eat, we do all that stuff together. And then actually I found a friend on Bumble.
I did suggest to somebody that I actually have met with for my like consulting stuff and like goal setting, and one of the things they said was they wanted to meet people, and I suggested Bumble BFF. I was like, I mean, I have never used it, and I know like Bumble and like just apps can be like mixed reviews, but I was like, but try it and see how that goes.
Yeah, one of my friends, she uses it, she meets people. I found one friend on there. Now the other people, I really didn't talk to them, but I talked to her. I met her like in October or something like that. We went on a trip together in like December. I mean, I'm just one of those people. And then we just went to Philly too, so like we really cool. So I did try that. I was just like, let me see how it is. And like, she creates content too, so we kind of like, and are in that room together. So that's what I was saying. I also like just try to think about like different things. So like, well, I seen this podcasting brunch. I thought it was for podcasters, but it really wasn't for podcasters. But I still went. I still met some cool people. I met some YouTubers there. So I was like, maybe that can help me. So it's like, even a year later though, moving in the pandemic, I would say it was kind of hard because I was just going to work, going home. So it was kind of hard to meet people. I was working 7 days a week. I was working two jobs. So them first 5 months are like a blur to me. So I really wasn't going out doing that. So now I'm really trying to like pick up and like build my community. I'm like, well, who are my friends? Like, who can I hang out with? Like, and sometimes you just learn like people are acquaintances, how you were saying. Like, I even have family down here, but not to shade anything, but like, even if I ask, like, I'm like, I don't know them like that. Like, my dad's like, we should talk to them. I'm like, yeah, but if they don't respond back, I don't want to force someone to talk to me. Like, they don't know me. So them going off the ledge to help me is not really what, everybody doesn't have a good heart. Not saying that they don't have a good heart, but like, everybody doesn't have a genuine, you know, like a genuine great heart, like to know people. And I don't know them either. So it's just like, I never met you. So I'm just like reaching out to you. And different people take that different kind of ways. And so even with acquaintances, like, I hang out with some people, I'm like, am I really feeling them? I don't really know if I'm really feeling them. I could ask them, I cannot ask them. So I feel like right now, in this season, I'm really trying to like find people. And I feel like it does take a while, but also being in a pandemic, I was talking to my mentor. She's like, well, you did move in a pandemic, and she moved in the pandemic. So she's like, I can understand, but now you have to like get out. So now I'm trying to get out and go. But like Atlanta, you know, is known for partying, club and brunching. I love to brunch. I'm not really like a clubber. I like a lounge type thing, but also all that is money. So you got to pay for that. You got to pay to park. You got to put gas in your car, and gas is getting a little expensive around here. It'd be like three. I'd be like, I used to have to fill my tank up so much. So
what I've been trying to do more of too, like, I mean, really throughout the whole pandemic, and my family and I, we had a good time doing this, of just like creating things in the house that we would have been doing out, but it worked because like we had each other. And like I said, my sister has like the space, or like my dad's house, like it was,
where does she live? She lives in Baltimore?
In Virginia.
Oh, she lives in Virginia. Oh, okay.
And so like we, for her birthday, like had like a brunch. We had a private chef and like set up the whole backyard for like brunch. Like my dad's birthday, we were able to like go eat and like go to a cigar bar. But then even like we did like at home wine tastings.
That's cool. Like, I really want to do a private chef thing, but I think that'd be really cool, like a private chef
birthday. It was nice. Like, I definitely would do it again. And like, also, I just like being home for stuff, like when people do game nights, or like we did that at one of my friends' house. And I'm glad, like, again, today is a way cooler day, and I want to do like for my birthday something at my apartment, like outside. But we need the weather to be nicer, because I'm not gonna be out here in this heat.
Yes, I'm planning for my birthday too. Like, we have our birthdays like kind of by each other, but I'm like, I was gonna do like a sip and paint outside. I was like, I want to do a picnic, but I said, Lord knows, like, I don't want it to be 89 degrees. I don't want it to be raining. So it's like, Let me do something inside.
I do want to plan a picnic, but I'm trying to think, like, it might be something like we plan like 5, but then at 5, you know, it's like humid. You just don't know, but we'll see.
Yeah, that's true. I want to do a picnic too. I want to do a picnic so bad, but I don't think I'm going to do it. First of all, I don't want to do it because, like, then because they don't provide food, so then I gotta find a caterer, so that's like 2 prices that I don't really want to pay, and it's like a whole weekend of events. But also,
see, I was gonna be telling people bring your own stuff, and that's why I like
things. Oh, that's a good idea, to bring your own stuff.
Yeah, because
I'm so bad though, because my people are coming from out of town.
Oh, okay.
Those are like kind of more set it up. That's why I was saying, like, if it was different like that, my friends are coming out of town, so I'm like, okay, well, we can get this, we can get that, but like, you gotta pay for this, like, we gotta pay for the picnic, we gotta pay for that, yeah. And it's just a lot of money to dish out, and I just don't really know if I want to dish all that money out.
That makes sense.
And be broke, because then you only get paid once a month, so really that's the real struggle right there. So yeah, but I do like game nights. I want to have some more game nights, like when I get into my apartment and stuff like that. I feel like that'd be good. So yeah, I just think it's kind of hard, because like being content creators, like, not that I'm always thinking about it, but I'm always thinking about doing different things or whatever. But like, when the people like you hang out with, not even that they're more established or less established, but it's just like different things, different conversations, different things that you want to do. I feel like it's kind of hard to be like not be friends with them, because you do want different friends, but like, it's kind of hard to like mesh well with different people when people talk about different things and they have different goals and ambitions than you. And like, I can see that. So I feel like that's really kind of hard, because I'm like, I want to like really create like a tribe, like my content creation tribe, because that's what, first of all, that's the whole reason why I was thinking about moving to Atlanta, is because it's here, but then you got to find places, but it's like, you got to go out more, but the pandemic has been like pushing it back, so it's like, it's really like opening up now, and now I'm able to like go and do different things and see it, but I'm also like, it's coming out my check too, so that is some things too. And I'm trying to figure out, so I did Bumble, and then Facebook groups. When I moved here, there was like a new group that was made out of another group. It's called like Friends in Atlanta, and so then I joined that group, and then it's like a whole bunch of women actually, and it's a smaller one, so like we go bowling, they go to like different events and stuff like that. So it's like, I'm trying to build a community, but I just know my first year in review of Atlanta is horrible, so hopefully my second year is better. If my second year is not better, I'll be relocating again to somewhere. I have no idea, but that is how I found the community and built the community. And then again, like you were saying, Instagram, I feel like Instagram is good to like food places, maybe clubs and stuff like that, but I feel like I feel like Meetup is better, and Facebook is better for like
for the event. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Eventbrite too. Eventbrite is really good. You can go and you can like see where like what's going on, what you want to do, and then just like going around the city, I guess, or whatever, or even the radio. The radio will be having all the events on there if you listen to the radio. So
that's true. I have not even listened to the radio. I couldn't even tell you what a Baltimore radio station is, because I just listen to Apple Music. I have zero idea what these Baltimore stations are.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes, I listen to the radio sometimes because something's wrong, and I just like, oh, Pandora, Apple Music. I don't pay for Apple Music, that's why I don't listen to Apple Music. I did it in college, but it was $5.99, went to $10. I said no, all right, I'm done. I'm already paying for storage, and that don't even really work, so I'm not even paying for this. So I do like Pandora, but something's wrong, so I can't hear the music, so I'm like, okay, radio. But now actually what I've changed to do, I used to have a 45 minute commute, now I have a 30 minute commute. Honestly, I listen to YouTube, like I watch YouTube, like I'm watching like YouTube videos and stuff like that. That's really what I do on the way home, is when I like bump my music, because I be in so much traffic, I'm like, okay, I need me to pick me up. So on the way to work, I literally listen to podcasts or like YouTube videos, and then when I'm leaving work, I listen to music. But what you were saying earlier, like if I do know I'm doing something after work, like I do have to plan that, like I don't necessarily do like something right after, because I'm like, okay, that takes me 30 minutes to get there, that's gonna take me 45 minutes to get back. So like that, I do see what you're saying, and that's why I want to move closer.
Yeah,
because everything happens in the city, so it's like, okay, I could be 15 minutes instead of 30 minutes, 45 minutes, and all that traffic and stuff like that. So that is basically some of the tips that I had about that. And on to our last part, the last segment, this is what Amber wanted to talk about. last one is like, moving to a new city does not mean like your life will change just because you move to a new city.
Yeah, and I mean, for that too, I feel like we kind of talked about it a little bit already. to just like sum it up of like, you people are like, oh my god, like I want to move out of New York to Atlanta because like Atlanta's cheaper. But if you don't have a job, or you don't like have good money management, or know the cost of living, or know anything about the place before you're moving there, like that's not helping you. And then if you move again, like especially moving somewhere where you don't know anybody, that comes with like a whole other set of struggle that you don't think about. So it's kind of like, not how do you change your environment that you're in, because I mean, I think people should move out of where they've lived at least once. And then if you moved and you want to go back home, nothing's wrong with that. Like you can go back.
Cause home. I'm gonna move back to Louisville because they one bedrooms is cheap. That's not even where I'm from, but I see what you're saying. Cause when I moved to Kentucky, like when I went to college, I met some people that like lived in the same city like their whole entire life. I guess looking back, that's nothing surprising. But growing up like me, I was like, what are you saying?
Yeah. And it's not surprising, but like I couldn't see myself staying where I grew up for like my whole entire 30 years almost, like mm-hmm. But when I was growing up, not that I didn't think I would move, but like I didn't have a, oh my god, I want to live here, or like I want to move here, or like I want to go out the country. I feel like it all just started happening just because of going to college for me and like being exposed to other things.
And that is what I was going to say. Exposure is like the best thing.
And that's why I think people should move, because again, you don't have to stay there. You don't have to like it. But I feel like when you have stayed somewhere forever, it's very hard for you to move. Even if you talk about it and say you want to move, it's just hard for you to move because like that is a huge comfort zone that you're in. Mm-hmm. And you might not really be subconsciously like thinking about it, but I think about like a lot of my friends at home, like where I grew up, that are still there, and they might have left for like college, but then like since college they've come back and they've been there, which again, like I just could not live there. Like I cannot even see myself moving back there. Like
what city did you live in?
Rockland County, New York. It's like outside of it's outside of New York City, over the bridge from Westchester. And it's a suburban place, but like there's nothing like exciting there. Like nobody is like, oh, I'm going to Rockland County, except for like for this mall. But like there's nothing really there. Like even when I go home, something just as simple as like I'm trying to find a juice place to get some cold pressed juice. No, zero.
I think it goes to two things that you're saying though, like because exposure is really, really big, but then I also think it's just like people, like comfortability, like I think they just don't know. So like if you're not really traveling like that, you don't really know what's out there. So you're like, why would I go to, like, my, I mean, of course, older generation, they're like, why would you get on a boat? Why would you go out the country? Like, when I was supposed to move to China, they don't really know. They're like, what's out there? I'm like, well, dang, it's better than here. They pay for my apartment. They pay for my food and stuff like that. So, like, even when I moved to Kentucky in high school, when I went to college, I heard people, like, never even leave Kentucky. And I'm like, what? There's so much. But it's just, like, going, and I guess because I live like in the country, like I'm like, I want a big city, so I do want a big city, I guess, just not Atlanta. But like it being in the country, it's just like, no, like why am I so far away from civilization? Like I guess going to like U of L, like okay, you see the malls, you see the city, like there's things to do and that's what you like. But like these other country small towns, like that's really all they know, and they're not going nowhere. If they're not going to college or something like that, they're just staying right there, or it could be family too, because family, like why you want to move all the way there? You know, if family can hold you back because you're born and raised there and all your family is there, you're attached to your family. And so I feel like sometimes they don't even know where they can even move to.
Yeah,
no, they don't have the vision.
And that is true. That is a very good point of it. But I just think people need to stop moving thinking that that's going to be like the whole life-changing experience.
Oh well, yeah, like yeah, thinking that it's going to move, like my life is going to get better. I think it's because the glamorization too, like Atlanta, like they glamorize it too. Like I'm not saying that I thought my life was going to be better, but I was like, okay, like people create content out here. So like, I was under the impression like people really work, people really do stuff, but like really in general, like people don't have your back, color, whatever. I don't want to say like certain colors, whatever, but like people don't have your back. People aren't really not trying to help. They like, this is the Black Hollywood, the Black Hollywood. I'm like, what? Like, I don't really see it. So it's like sometimes they glamour, like, and they be trying to talk best about LA or New York, like New York, this girl, like I just moved to New York, that's the city of my dreams. Like that could be your dream because you want to do fashion. If you want to be a chef, you might not want to move to New York. I don't know where you want to move to to be a chef, but I'm just using that as an example.
Yeah.
So I feel like it gets glamorized like that. So like, oh yeah, I have a better life if I go here because there's more opportunities. When we want to say that there's more opportunities, a lot of people end up moving there, and that means the opportunities go down because there's not that many people. Like, we're talking about relocating, we're talking about finding apartments. They go so quick. There's not that much opportunity because everybody's trying to get that same place that you're getting to. So I feel like that is something as well too. And when you move to a new city, just know what you're moving for. I moved to Atlanta because it is bigger in entertainment and bigger in media. Not that I want to get in the entertainment world, but I like to write. I'm a screenwriter. Like, I like to do podcasting. Kentucky is not known for media. Granted, I could go back there and make it known for media, but it's not known for media where I was at. There's no media companies. There's no like production company. And Louisville is more like entrepreneurship. It's more like businessy. It's not really a media city. Yeah. So I wouldn't really get there. I wouldn't really wouldn't get to be able to do that much.
Yeah.
Therefore, I go to a city that has more of it, like a California, a New York, whatever. Yeah. I can see where I can get more opportunities. So I think it depends on what you want to do and seeing how that city can help you and not just going to like Houston. Like, I don't really think I want to move to Houston. I may, not saying that I won't, but like moving to Houston because everybody's like, oh, it's popping. They got good food. They got this. But is it good for your career? Is it good for what you want to do? Because they still pay low.
Because the cost of living is so low. And that's what, like, for me, I think I'm in a spot where, like, I can really move anywhere because of, like, working in education. However, like, I know that I need to be in a city. And then moving from New York, like, I was looking either at other places in New York, like, when I was job searching, or to move to the DMV area. And I just knew I wanted to move to the DMV area because from visiting mostly DC, that I really liked that area. And, like, I always had a good time when I came. And there's just so many more Black people. So moving to the DMV area, like, Baltimore definitely isn't where I was like, I need to move to Baltimore. I just was like, the DMV area, even though people want to debate that Baltimore is not a part of it, but that's neither here nor there, but it's still like Maryland area. They say it's, I forgot what
the M stands for.
No, it is DC, Maryland, Virginia, but they try to say that it's not Baltimore.
Baltimore, it's like the closer.
Yeah, because of where it is, because it is an hour from DC, but either way, like I said, neither here nor there. Mm-hmm. But Baltimore, like, is not a place I was like, oh my god, like, I need to live in Baltimore. I specifically want to move to Baltimore. I really was like thinking I'm gonna move to DC. And now I don't know if I would ever really want to live in DC just because of how expensive it is.
It is so expensive.
Yeah. So I still love DC. Would I want to live there? Not sure, but
That's what people, but they did tell me, I heard from a little birdie, that it is expensive, but they pay, like,
yeah,
they pay up there.
Yeah, so you know what the good Lord has in store. But
I know, yeah, DMV. My dad's friend actually works at the Pentagon, and he has like a 5-bedroom house, and it is nice. But you get those jobs or whatever, so it is really, really nice. And then like another friend he has up there, yeah, like they do pay up there. So I'm like, okay, because I need to go where they pay at, so then I can get a nice house. I was never really attracted to that area, but then I remember that I went to DC like in undergrad. I did like a alternative studies, like student break, alternative, whatever that's called, whatever, service break. And then I went in eighth grade. Oh, well, then I went back in grad school. I went to the Smithsonian or whatever, but like DC really didn't stand out to me that much. Like it's really not a city that I think I would want to live in too much.
I liked it. I think I would still.
Maybe the outskirts, but I don't really know. So I'm like, I don't really know what city I would really want to live in besides Los Angeles. Okay, anybody hear me? Come sponsor me. Yeah, like there's no other city that I would really want to live in. So I don't know. I'm like, I guess I got to think about it more, but maybe Atlanta will grow on me in the next year or something like that.
We'll see how
it goes. But yeah, so that is our relocation episode. Hopefully y'all enjoyed it. I know it was kind of long, but relocating can be quite a whatever, hectic job or whatever. It could be like another job, honestly. And so that's what I say, planning it. Like, I think it came out quick, but I feel like I was planning it. I just didn't say anything till, like, I moved in July, but I didn't say anything to August. But I was honestly planning it since like March, April. Like, I started looking for a job in March and April. So March, April, May, June, July. It was like right when the pandemic happened, March, April, May, June, July. So like 4 months, that's when I planned it. So give yourself like 4 to 6 months, like finding a job, seeing if they relocate, or if you don't find a job, like saving money and stuff like that. And I also wasn't paying rent, so I was able to save money as well. So that's another tidbit. That's really basically my tips for relocation. That's what I got. Anything else?
Nope. I feel like you summed it up. Just adulting's ghetto. That's really the bottom line of everything. So
okay, I was just thinking, you know, I will make it my journal. I was like, what should I put in there? I'd be like, adulting is ghetto. No, it was like adulting is a scam. But you know, it was both of those. You said that, but you know the one thing that it'd be like, I'ma stand beside it, my man. Like I'm like, adulting is ghetto. And it's like, I'ma stand beside it though. I'm like, said no.
I'm absolutely not.
I'm not standing beside it. I'm not standing beside adulting. Adulting is a scam. Like, I'm not standing beside it. But yeah, let us know in the comments. Or if you subscribe, come to our Instagram or check out our YouTube channel, or if you want to listen to the podcast. But let us know in the comments, like, if you relocated, where you relocated at. Subscribe to this channel, you know, so we can get some money. Not get some money, but just get some viewership. And yeah, maybe next episode we should talk about money management. You said something else. What else did you say you want to talk about? Oh, making more money or something like that.
I think I said money management.
Yeah. So yeah, stay tuned for our next episode, and hopefully you enjoy this episode. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe if you're on YouTube. Subscribe and rate if you're on the podcast app. Bye. See y'all later.
See you later. The Adulting Queen was made to help you navigate adulting, because adulting is very, very, very ghetto. There's so many things that you don't know, you don't understand, and you are just winging it day by day. And that is why I created this platform. My name is Amber, and I'm the creator of The Adulting Queen. You can find me on Instagram at The Adulting Queen. Website is theadultingqueen.com. Facebook, The Adulting Queen, LinkedIn, The Adulting Queen, basically every platform, The Adulting Queen. Make sure you follow, share with your friends, because we are all just out here winging it and need support to make it through this adulting journey, which again is very ghetto. Like, I cannot stress that part enough. What I have done is host events, consultations, just post motivational things. And really, I hope by living my life out loud and authentically, that that's inspiring others to do the same and to do it in a healthy, balanced manner. Again, because everybody does not have it figured out at all. And don't let anybody let you believe that they do. So again, follow me at The Adulting Queen, and thanks for listening.
Every Monday in October, I will be going live on my YouTube channel to recap the episode that is live for the day. So if y'all want to join me, make sure that you follow me on YouTube at Alicia's Adventures, which is AlishiaS Adventures. Thanks for the support. Hey millennials, I am back with a special announcement. Millennial Thoughts Academy is launching in March. This is where we will help millennials learn everything they weren't taught in school, side hustle edition. So if you've always been interested in starting a side hustle, but you don't know where to go, you don't know how to do it, you don't know how to brand or market or promote yourself, make sure you enroll into the Academy. That is by following us on Instagram at Millennial Thoughts Pod, and you can email me, or you can DM me and say that you are interested, or click the link in our bio. We are so excited to be accepting people for our Academy next month. Spots will fill fast. So it is a 6-week program, and it is 1-hour meetings every week. And at the end of it, you will have your side hustle, you will have your social media, and hopefully you will have your first sale. So if that sounds like something that you are interested in, please, please, please contact me, get with me on Instagram, Twitter, or even Facebook. I have a group. Facebook is called Millennial Thoughts, a page and everything. And you all are the first people to hear this, because you all are listeners. So I greatly appreciate it. Please reach out to me. I want to help you all start side hustle, so you can either get that new stream of income, pay back your debt, or even use the money to travel. It's your girl Alicia, and she's out.